This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Gethsemane. Gethsemane is a beautiful garden in the foothills of Mount Olives in Jerusalem. The word Gethsemane means oil press, suggesting that Gethsemane could be a grove of olive trees. Gethsemane for Jesus and his disciples is a place of prayer. Luke 21:37 narrates that Jesus taught at the temple during the day, and every evening he went out to the hill called the Mount of Olives. Yes, he went to the Mount of Olives to pray. Gethsemane is a place where Jesus went to pray even the night before the crucifixion. In Luke 22:39 we read, Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. Gethsemane is thus synonymous to prayer. In fact, Gethsemane prayer is significant for a couple of reasons. To begin with, Gethsemane prayer is needed for the disciples to overcome the temptations. Prayer is the powerhouse for a disciple of Jesus, a place to gain spiritual courage to witness. Prayer is needed to witness about the Lord Jesus in midst of challenging situations. A person on knees before God can courageously speak before the authorities. To overcome the temptations, including the temptation to deny Jesus, we need to spend time in prayer. Also, Gethsemane is a place to submit to the will of God. Prayer is not about asking God for our will to be done. Jesus prayed in Gethsemane, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Jesus knew what he was about to face was too difficult for him to bear. Yet in Gethsemane, Jesus received the grace to submit to the will of God. Yes, dear disciples of Jesus Christ, we need Gethsemane prayers to seek the will of God and submit to the very will of God. Further, Gethsemane prayer is a place where one gets the spiritual strength. As Jesus submitted to the will of God, Luke 22:43 describes, an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him. What you and I cannot do with our human strength, when we pray, God will strengthen us. Sadly though, Jesus finds his disciples time and again that they were not able to be awake and pray. Disciples of Jesus, in their mind they knew the urgency of prayer. In their spirit they were willing to pray, but in their body they were exhausted. They were too tired to be awake and pray. Their lack of prayer led them to fall into temptations. Temptation to deny Jesus, temptation to run away in midst of crisis. However, the story of the disciples of Jesus does not end there. Jesus, after resurrection, restored the faith of his disciples. Eventually, in the book of Acts chapter 2, we find them in the upper room, praising and praying. Likewise, in Acts chapter 4 verse 31, we find, after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Friends, prayer room, Gethsemane, is a war room to overcome temptations, to submit to the will of God, and to receive divine strength. Those who overcome in Gethsemane will overcome while facing real life situations. Jesus told his disciples in Luke chapter 21, verse 36, "Be always on the watch and pray, that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man." C.S. Lewis said, "I pray because I cannot help myself. I pray because I am helpless. I pray because the need flows out of me all the time, waking and sleeping. It doesn't change God. It changes me." How is our Gethsemane? How is our prayer life? Prayer will change us and strengthen us to be overcomers in the real life situations.
Dear listener, We are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.